Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. Supposed to do my income. Well, we'll begin by this.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel right. But I sabotaged myself.
Well, the topic of this is that that's the song Tragedy Is Not What I Am, like co-written that. It was about overcoming, you know, tragedy is not what I am. You know, I had a very tragic life. You know, I had a very life. I'm still overcoming so many obstacles as an artist and intellectual, trying to find my place to fit into this world. And for me, the world was, unfortunately, seemed as filled with danger, but also adventure to do the right thing. I learned when I was young that I had to be careful who I was with and where I was young, because young, I take experience. So when I was an adult, I had to make the right decisions. And I haven't always made the right decisions. But as I got older, I realized there are things I need to do in order to stay alive. Because, you know, while I'm trying to be positive, I always try to be positive. I realize that there's things around me and people around me currently reminds me I have to be very careful, because I don't want to end up like a crime victim, another bad experience, or lose my life to a criminal, an ex-con, or wacko. And they come around me, maybe because I'm in the industry, they have my videos and stuff. I don't think I'm that famous. I don't think people hardly know me to have this kind of attention, or my podcast to generate this attention. I just generate very dangerous people. I'm going to say this. I came from Buffalo, New York. And, you know, Buffalo, New York, I am no longer a resident or have any attachment to Buffalo, except my family who lives there. I am not coming back to Buffalo to live ever again. The tie was cut off when I left when I was young. I had people from my hometown, my childhood, perhaps they saw me on Facebook or perhaps they saw my videos, come out to L.A., come to a distinct location where I live. They have not told me that they came out here, and I consider them dangerous. I don't want nothing to do with them at all, because they have violated I don't know how to deal with me, because I consider them strangers. Okay? They violate a conduct is when you deal with people, if you want to deal with people, you go to them directly. If they're not interested, then you move on. There's other people. But other people, these people just come out here and come around to my home. I don't want nothing to do with them. I haven't seen them, 30 years, 40 years, whatever. They are strangers. They live on Earl Place, they live on MLK, they're on Hutch Tech, they live on Bass Street, they live on Jefferson. I don't want nothing to do with them. Okay? They didn't talk to me. That's the one sign of somebody who could potentially be dangerous. And I know a lot of them are involved in crime, committed crime, ex-cons, looking for what they looking at me to do something to. I don't want to deal with that. Allegations that came out here to do something. They made these same people saying, oh, I need to go back to Buffalo. And this include these people who are living out here. Why would I want to go back there at this stage of my life? I've been a resident of Los Angeles for a very long time. I am not going back. But I don't want nothing to do with these people. I think these people know my sisters, wherever, Gray Street, wherever, High Street, stay away forever. But they keep coming around. I also heard, you know, it doesn't make sense. There was other people in the area who said, oh, I should go back to New York. Why would I want to go back to New York? Well, not at this stage in my life. That doesn't make sense because I've been a resident of California for many years. And at this stage, I am not going back to Buffalo or New York ever. To visit, unfortunately, I do not want to visit Buffalo. The bad experiences and what I had as a child earlier ago permeate my mind, and I have no interest. It was nothing but negativity. I could have been a tragic victim back then, and I'm glad the reason why I'm still alive is I left that town for good. And I don't like them bringing up stuff in the past or childhood, bringing up people. I mean, they're whacked. First of all, what are they doing outside my home? Second of all, I'm not their friend or anything. I haven't seen them in several years. You need to get some psychiatrist around. Go back to where they go. Go find somewhere else. I don't want them around. See, again, these people are whacked. And the same thing with the people who are living in California. I experienced some very wackos. I had someone who's obsessed with me. So I'm talking about 20 years coming over here. I ain't going to never be with somebody like that who's whacked. They ain't my type. They gross me out and still coming over here. Unfortunately, I realize how dangerous it is to be African-American in this society. Reading those stories and also my own experience, how innocent African-Americans can get hurt or killed or murdered or harassed by other dangerous African-Americans or other hoodlums or white supremacists. So I'm aware of how dangerous and precarious it is to be a black person. I'm an artist. I'm an intellectual. I always been making music. You can see me in my sunglasses and a picture of me. You know, the thing is, I have learned at a young age and the values what I need to do to stay alive. Because, again, I don't want to be no murder victim or another fraud victim. I don't deal with any criminals. And these criminals come around saying they're blogging, selling drugs or smoking crack or marijuana or whatever. No way would I hang out with people like that. Of course, being an intellectual, I know that the connection between using drugs and different types of crimes is connected. Alcoholism, what it can do. I don't want to be involved with an addict. I just had to look at my father, my biological father, and see how alcoholism and my family drugs and what it did. It destroyed their lives. It destroyed my father's life. He died untimely because of it. And what he did and what the effects of alcohol, it permeates my mind of how many bad experiences I had with this situation, how my father, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and I don't need that in my life ever. I'm already dealing with a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde outside my window. Each day they're talking about me owning a home or these delusions, these mentally ill, maybe they said they're homeless. I ain't going to let no homeless stray into my home who I don't know. And these people coming from different parts of the city, South Central, or even the Vols are coming from this place called, San Fernando Center, Cornerstone. I don't want them around. They are ex-cons. They got criminal records. They're drinking. I don't want them around. Just like I don't want those intruding people, strangers, who I have hardly known from the past in Buffalo. I don't want them around. Everything out their mouth is either evil or ignorant. Again, we all deal with people directly. If you know, I deal with people directly who I know directly. I go and talk to them or I contact them, and that's how you deal with people. You don't go up to somebody you hardly know or haven't seen in years or don't know, and you go up to them and start harassing some stranger. You got to be insane. That's another sign of a dangerous person. They don't know boundaries. That's one thing I learned in my own life, an observation. People who are dangerous or who somebody you need to stay away from don't respect boundaries. They don't respect. They go up to you without you knowing. They violate your home. And these people said they looked inside my home. Again, these allegations, I don't want to repeat that because you know that is illegal. I don't allow anyone to look or violate my home, but these people come around saying that they are. Another sign of a dangerous person. So I don't want no haters around me. These same people have said they use my song all the time to press my buttons. They say they are insane. You know, I wonder why the L.A. Mentally Ill organization or the police haven't got involved. But then again, I don't know. I'm not supposed to be dealing with this, I feel. I feel like I'm not involved with criminals. I'm not involved with, I'm not doing anything illegal. Why are these low lives attracted to me? Are these people with a dark side? They don't know respect boundaries. I don't deal with them. But they come and I have to stay away forever. I will never, hang out or deal with this. It does require a restraining order because I was told by a friend and the police to go file a restraining order. And you know, I did that so many times to keep these people away. I don't deal with no psychos. But I also don't want to deal with some people who are just totally, completely ignorant about what I believe. And I should be a priest. I am not interested in being a priest because I'm not practicing Christian. I never was. People make up these delusions that I'm conservative. Not in this lifetime, because of my bad experiences and my and knowing what happens with racism and homophobia and all types of discrimination. I never had and never will be conservative politically. I have always said I was a Democrat, a very open-minded, liberal, democratic, open-minded person politically. And I'm going to always be, because that is, in my opinion, the right way to be progressive and let people live. I don't believe in controlling people and taking people's rights away. Pro-choice abortion. I'm against any type of discrimination. And I consider people who the conservative party have white supremacists and they like to control people, use their religious beliefs. I am not that in any way believe that shit. But I do believe, while we're in democracy, I do believe that crime and evil people should be kept in check through investigations legitimately, you know. Because the truth is, as someone who is African-American or someone who has my own style, I feel I've been a victim of racial profiling, lies about people saying I was a criminal, and I was never. And that involves me filing complaints because I have to stay safe. Again, I don't want to leave this planet on a tragic situation. So I keep away from criminals. I don't want no haters, ex-cons, wackos around me. No alcoholics, no drug addicts, because I saw what I did to my dad and what I experienced from it. It was so horrific what I experienced with my dad, and my mom had trouble with drinking. So I am seeing what my sisters went through and who they hung out with. I learned one lesson not to deal with that. I can't. So I have to deal with people who are really, really healthy, but I have to protect myself because I feel my environment is not a safe place. I feel that if I'm not careful, I have to watch where I go, where I do, because some of the people in this area are dangerous. And they target me for jealousy or for some obsession, And it does require the LAPD to come to where I'm at. So I have to stay safe. You know, you have to stay safe. You know, they have hoodlums, they have drug dealers, they have criminals around this area. They have very crazy mentally ill homeless. I don't want to deal with that. One thing I heard and saw was racism or evil deeds. I'm sorry, when some people say stay with my own kind, that is racist, and that could be a hate crime. I don't want to deal with somebody who has those racist beliefs. It doesn't matter what race or who you hang out with. Any type of racism is wrong. You're not born into this world to just be with one race because you look like them. I don't believe that. That's racism, any type of racism. White racism is wrong. White supremacy is wrong. Black racism is wrong. Any type of racism is wrong. You hang out with whoever you want. No one should be harassed because I hang out with white or hang out with Latino or whatever. We are all the same physically, so I don't know what the big difference is, but these people don't believe that. They believe in these illogical, theoretical lies that have nothing to do with reality. And these are racist people. That's why we have problems with racism in a society who believe that kind of thinking. And that's why we have these investigations. We need to have these hate crime laws. We need to have people check who are racist. And look what happened in my hometown, Buffalo. 10 innocent people got killed because of a white supremacist. Because he thought, stay with your own kind. That kind of belief leads to racial violence and leads to people like that going to jail. Those people are extremely dangerous. I don't want no ex-cons around me. I don't want no psychos. I don't want no wackos. Because some people who are mentally ill, severely mentally ill, needs to be in a hospital because they can't deal with people. And some of these people may commit crimes or get guns or something, and I don't want to deal with that. They need to be kept in check and investigated because I am not going to leave this planet being a murder victim or a victim. I might have already been a victim of fraud with my music. That's why I told everybody, I repeat it all the time, what these criminals say. I believe they're trying to press my buttons. That's exactly why I published my songs. I have a company, Big Lucky Guy, with all my music, and I copyrighted it because these people could have used it, saying they sampled it. I don't want to deal with that. All these are nothing but haters. I don't want to deal with no haters. Haters are keep away. There's negativity. As I said before many times, negative situations, negative people always bring negative consequences to me or you or anybody. If you hang around with someone who's negative or someone who's criminal or someone who's dangerous or someone, it is always going to be some bad experience and or something horrific could happen. That's negativity. I don't want to deal with that. I know you don't, whoever's listening to this. Positive people. And when I say positive people for me, I have to be positive myself. I have to be positive. Because the truth is, a negative person or someone who's doing illegal things or an evil person cannot hang around a positive person. So hang around good people or good people who want to hang around me. And then I would be fine. I can't make somebody like me. And that's the problem, I think, with these individuals trying to make me like or be something that I can't do. This ain't no dictatorship. This is a democracy. I have to stay safe because I don't want to. That's why I've written that song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Every time it turns out bad, I wrote those lyrics because I am not going to leave this planet being a tragic victim of somebody else's mental illness or criminal behavior because they're jealous or because they're deranged. And I have them outside and I have to, or near me, and I have to stay safe. I have to be careful. who I deal with. And so should you, whoever's listening. That is my advice and my opinion. What I will say about these podcasts is there's a disclaimer. I'm going to put a disclaimer on my podcast from now on. Everything and what I say in this show is my opinion. It is purely PG-13, meaning everything that I say on my podcast, past or present, are within the law. It is innocent and it's just opinion and it's part of entertainment. But in both podcasts, it is the truth. And that's why I leave it there, is not to attack or do anything innocent to anyone else. It's just a personal opinion. And I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dark Knight.